Activity 22C, Story Time. Listen to the story. Rumpelstiltskin.
Once upon a time, there lived an old, poor woodcutter. He had a beautiful daughter and was very proud of her. One day, he said to the king, "My daughter can spin straw into gold."
"Bring her to me tomorrow and we shall see," said the king.
The next day, the king took the girl into the tower. There was a big room filled with straw. As he showed her the spinning wheel, the king said,
"Spin this straw into gold by sunrise, or you shall die."
The girl started crying. Suddenly, the door burst open and a strange little man appeared.
What will you give me if I can help you?"
he asked.
"My necklace," said the girl.
The man took the necklace and started working. By sunrise, the room was filled with gold. Seeing this, the king was very happy, but he was greedy, so he got more straw.
"Spin this straw into gold by sunrise, or your father shall die."
The girl started crying again. In a moment, the door opened, and in came the little man.
What will you give me this time?"
he asked.
"My ring."
And by sunrise, all the straw was gold. Once again, the king was pleased. He got even more straw.
"Spin this straw into gold by sunrise, and I will make you my queen."
As soon as the king left, the little man returned.
"What will you give me this time?"
"I have nothing left to give," said the girl.
"Then you shall give me your child when you become the queen."
She promised, and by sunrise the straw was gold, and the king married the woodcutter's daughter. The queen had a baby and forgot about her promise. One day, the little man came to take the baby. The queen begged him in tears not to take it. The little man said,
"All right, you have 3 days to guess my name. If you can't, I will take your baby."
All night, the queen thought of names. When the little man came, she asked,
"Are you William?"
"No, I'm not."
"Is your name David?"
"No, it isn't."
"You wouldn't be Charles?"
"No, I wouldn't."
"Henry?"
"No."
"Richard?"
"No."
And so on, all day long. On the second day, she tried even more names.
"Jules?"
"No."
"Frederick?"
"No."
"James?"
"No."
"Philip?"
"No."
"Patrick?"
"No, it is not I."
And so on all day long. That night, one of the queen's messengers came to tell her about a strange thing. While riding through the woods, he saw a little man dancing around the fire and singing,
"Today I cook my delicious stew, then, dear prince, I come for you. No one can guess, no one can claim that Rumpelstiltskin is my name."
In the morning, the little man came for the third time.
"What is my name?"
"George?"
"No."
"Robin?"
"No."
"Jack?"
"No."
"Then it must be Rumpelstiltskin."
"Oh!"
Rumpelstiltskin stamped his feet and ran out and was never seen again.